friend concerning your new song. Just like you asked, I listened to your song, and though I feel it's kind of long, and maybe a line or two is wrong, and some lines don't belong, like you asked, I listened to your song. Concerning one line where you said that love is over with and dead, I wonder down what roads is your mind led, and by whose hand is love now dead? If you think death is true and tried, then walk that foreign mountainside where 10,000 fought and died. You, my friend, are still alive. Have you tried? And are you true? And would you go should they call you? I'm sorry for this brow of sweat, but answering you has made it wet. If I do get to know your song, I'll find it kind of hard to sing along, 'cause your lines of messages are strong, but not for sing-along. Till now I thought that songs are just to sing, and little power or anything else could they bring. If you ever sing it, friend, don't bow, 'cause the world should think that you know how to be happy thinking as you do now. Like I said, if I ever get to know your song, I'm sorry I won't sing along, because your messages don't belong in a world of sing-along. Don't speak it as truth when I know that most melodies like rivers flow, like from plateaus to plains, they ripple, but they freely flow. If you sing the song, if you sing, remember, its bells of rhyme, they may be slow to ring. Yes, I took all those miles of lines you wrote, ran them through me note by note, but not really bored by your lyrics' length. Rather, I admired your lyric strength, 'cause on each line of verse you hung a melody that could be sung, and then you wrote until I think your mind was wrung. And like a tool, you use your song, pushing tortured, twisted mind storms, whether they're right or wrong. So you see, I did listen to your song, but like I said, for a song, it's kind of long. At the end, there was really no profound effect, except for maybe a little tension in my neck. But like you asked, I did listen to your song.